It's the shield of faith that extinguishes the fiery darts of the enemy that he tries to throw at us. And every one of us who have trusted in Christ and who are following him and trying to walk by faith, we all have these fiery darts that come our way. Not your mom, not the Holy Spirit. You can listen to whatever you want to, but I'm just telling you, whatever's in our heart is what's going to grow. We have to take in God's word. That's one way we take up the shield of faith. Lord, we pause to honor you, and we're gathered, Lord, to invite you to be here and to worship you and to open your word together today. And so, Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. God, help us for the few minutes to focus on you and what you'd have for us today. And so we love you, Lord, and we ask you to be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we're in week number 4 of a message series that we have titled Strong in the Lord. It comes from Ephesians chapter 6, where we've talked about the armor of God. And the idea is that we started off the year with the reminder for each of you that we want this year to be a year where we're growing spiritually and to be battle ready so that we can have spiritual victories in our lives. And one of the things that I've said or that we've said that I just want to remind us of today is that if we give the enemy an inch, he's going to take more than just that. And so even if we just crack the door open a little bit, he's going to take more than what we've allowed him to have. And so we got to be battle ready. We've got to be ready to have spiritual victories. And God has shown us in many places in his word how to do that, but specifically in this text in Ephesians chapter 6. Now, today we're going to talk about the shield of faith. Week number 4, the shield of faith. And there's two things that I want to say to you before we start reading the text when it regards faith. And here's the things I want us to think about is that God created us to be in relationship with him by faith. God designed it that way. God designed it for us to be in relationship with him by faith. And God also wants us to walk by faith. God wants us to live our lives by faith. God wants us to trust him and live the lives that he's called us to by faith as we seek him and trust him and as our faith continues to grow. So God designed it that way. So just keep that in mind as we talk about the shield of faith today. So we're going to start in verse 10. We're going to read these verses quickly that we've read over the last few weeks, and then we'll talk about the shield of faith. So here we go, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." And so that's our series, Strong in the Lord. That's what we're talking about. But the key is, it's in his power. So we don't want to fight spiritual battles from our own strength, our own willpower. We want to be dependent on God, and we want to put on his armor. Verse 11 says, "So put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm." So when it says that, it doesn't mean in heaven. It means there's a spiritual battle taking place, right, that is unseen, that our battle is not against other people that we can't get along with, right? That's not our enemy. Our enemy is the one who wants to create division in those relationships, in between the people that we think are sometimes our enemy. And the text is showing us that that's not our enemy. There's a spiritual battle going on. And then it goes on to say, "So put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand," here's the idea, "stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." And then here's our verse for this week. "In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows from the evil one." Now, we've said this, and I'll state the obvious again. we know that this is figurative language, right? This is not literal. We're not literally putting on the armor. So it's figurative language. But the idea is that the Apostle Paul, as the one who wrote this, is giving us this imagery for how to have spiritual victory. And so the idea, the thought is the picture of a Roman soldier who would be, you know, ready for battle. And so those are all the pieces of the armor. But this one specific piece, the shield, is the shield for us of faith. Now, for them, many times it was even covered in hide or had been soaked in water, all these different things, but that it would extinguish these fiery arrows, these fiery darts that were oftentimes shot from cities or behind city walls. And when they would hit, these shields, they would extinguish. And so for us, it's the shield of faith that extinguishes the fiery darts of the enemy that he tries to throw at us. And every one of us who have trusted in Christ and who are following him and trying to walk by faith, we all have these fiery darts that come our way. And so this is part of the armor of God, and we do so by faith. That's why it's called the shield of faith. Now, when it comes to faith, you always have, you know, saving faith. We know that we're saved by grace through faith. That's what it says in Ephesians chapter 8, or chapter 2, right? Verse 8 and 9, that we're saved by faith. Now, next week in Bristol, we're going to talk about the helmet of salvation, and we'll talk a little bit more about salvation. But when it comes to saving faith, we're saved by faith. It's a gift. We receive that by faith. We don't earn that. That's something that God has done for us. And so we receive that by faith. Okay, but we'll talk more about that next week. But today we're going to talk about the shield of faith and living by that faith. And so I want to kind of begin talking about that by defining what the Bible would say faith is. And it talks about it in many places, but it says this in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen." The assurance of things hoped for. And we all have faith at some level. We all have faith at some level in something, whether we realize it or not. This past October, I took my kids to the state fair in Raleigh, and it was one of my favorite things we did together all year. And we were waiting in line to ride this roller coaster, and it's not a big roller coaster like at Carowinds. You know, it's a smaller one at the, you know, fair size roller coaster. And as we were waiting in line, the thing broke. Okay, it broke. And so we're about halfway through the line, and I'm thinking, all right, that's our time to just, you know, head on out. We'll just go do something else. And they're like, no, they'll fix it in no time. And so they bring these folks over that are repairing this roller coaster at the fair. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to not be judgmental, but I'm making judgment on the people that are working on the thing, right? And I'm just thinking, I don't know if I really trust, you know, those people. I'm not really sure I want to get back on this roller coaster. And I did. We got back on it and everything worked out. And so just even if you don't realize it, you're displaying faith at some level, right? We're displaying faith in many different things. Now, we want to think about this in terms of biblical faith, okay? Biblical faith and not just, you know, everyday faith that, you know, doesn't, you know, chalk up to anything. So here's what it says in verse 6 of the same chapter, Hebrews 11. It says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so when we talk about biblical faith, it's different than blind faith. Okay, now let me show it to you to make sure we understand this, and I could explain it to you this way. I ordered some parts for my lawnmower this week. I love to mow the yard this time of year. You know, change the oil, put the air filter on, did all those different things. And when I ordered it, they give you the date then when that stuff's going to arrive, right? Anytime you order something on Amazon or wherever. And so I'm tracking it to know when it's going to get there so that I can, you know, plan to service my mower. So it wasn't blind faith, but I did have faith it was going to show up. Blind faith would be like not ordering anything and standing on your front porch expecting it to show up, right? That's not biblical faith. We put our faith in what God has said and what God has done. So if you go out here and you watch a sunset or a sunrise out here, you're putting faith in what you can see, what God has done, right? Or if it's the resurrection of Jesus, which we'll celebrate in a couple weeks at Easter, we're not putting blind faith into something. We're putting faith into something that God has documented for us to put our faith in. So it's not blind, it's biblical faith. Now, the thing that often tests my faith are trials, right? It says in James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, "Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." But I don't love that verse, right? I mean, I just don't love that verse, but it's true. When things test our faith and we continue to persevere, our faith is growing. And so it's a great opportunity for us to take up the shield of faith. And so what I want to do is I want to show you just three ways that you can apply this today, that you can take up your shield of faith, that we can do this together, okay? And they're in your bulletin. So here's the first one, is just continuing as often as you can, so important, to take in God's word. As often as you can to take in God's word. Because here's the idea, whatever is in our heart is what is growing. And if we're taking in God's word, that's what's going to grow, right? We know this and understand this as parents. Last fall, we drove to Talladega for the fall festival. I had my wife and kids with me. And when we were driving back, my kids are interested in how I was as a teenager, because they know I wasn't a good teenager. And sometimes I give them little snippets of stories, you know. And we're driving back through Atlanta. And I said, "Hey, I used to listen to this group from Atlanta. They were called Outkast. And I used to love their music." And so I said, "Let me show you one of their songs." And so I pulled one up and I got about 20 seconds into it. And I said, "Nah, that's a terrible idea. We're just going to shut that down." Right? Listen, I'm not your mom. I'm not the Holy Spirit. You can listen to whatever you want to. But I'm just telling you, whatever's in our heart is what's going to grow. We have to take in God's word. That's one way we take up the shield of faith. It's one way. Here's another way, is that we speak God's word. And what I mean by speak God's word is a lot of times I have to speak God's word to myself, right? And what I mean by that is when I'm not feeling it, when my emotions are not telling me that is true, I have to live by what is true. And it's so important that we do that. And so if you can take in God's word and you can learn it, and then you can speak it to yourself, then you're taking up the shield of faith. Then you're taking up the shield of faith. So I just put in here one example, Romans 8:28, right? That's a verse you've probably heard before. "In all things, God works together for the good of those who love him." Now, I can't explain that every time and how that is always going to work out. And that's what I mean by this. So I can't explain it, but it's not blind faith either. It's biblical faith in what God has already said. And so when we speak that out loud to ourselves, we're saying, you know, I might not can see it, I might not can feel it, but God has said it. And he said that in all things work together for the good of those who love him. And so we speak God's word out loud. And here's the third thing, and this one I think is the most important to me, is to encourage one another in faith. Encourage one another in faith. I've read this verse before in chapel, but it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, "And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." So the shield of faith was important, but I bet the whole time we've been sitting here, we've pictured one person holding up one shield, right? But there was another thing that happened, another purpose it served. They would oftentimes take what's called the turtle formation or a tortoise formation. And many soldiers would get together and they would link their shields together in front of them and on top of them, and they would move towards their enemy together. And the reason that I share that with you today is because we're all better together when we're doing that together. That's why the schemes and the strategies of the enemy, he wants us to think we're fighting against people, but we're not fighting against people, but he wants us to think that. That's why it's so important that we take that tortoise formation and that we're moving together because we're better together. And so we want to help you do that. Now, to close this out, Tim Griffin's going to come up and pray for us. He's going to close us in prayer. So, Tim, you can come on up. If you don't know Tim, Tim was with MRO for a number of years. And he was out here when I was on the race team, and he was my chaplain, and he lives out here in Phoenix. And I kind of put him on the spot and asked him to pray just a few minutes ago, so thanks for doing that. But the reason that I did that is because there were many days I got beside this guy, and I said, man, the days are tough out here. I mean, the emotions, the ups and downs, we've run good, we've run bad, all the stuff that life brings us in this world we live in. And he was always there to listen. And you know what we were doing in those moments? We were taking those shields of faith and we were moving together. And we were doing it together. And we took that up together. And we want to do that with you guys, that we continue to fight that journey together. So I love you. Man, this is the fruit of your labor and all that time. So I appreciate you. And I would be honored if you would pray for us and close us out.
Absolutely. Would you stand with me? We'll close in prayer together. God, we are thankful for the opportunity to gather together in this way as a community. I pray your blessings on these folks. Thank you for their commitment to their sport, but more importantly, their commitment to you. And Lord, I pray that as Nick has challenged us to trust you and trust you together, that you would bind our hearts as one in this place, and as we go from here, that you would protect us from the wiles of the enemy, and that we would be strong in you, and that our trust would indeed be a shield to our hearts, to our minds, to our souls this day. So God, thank you for the privilege of being together. We pray your blessings on our day. We commit it to you. May you be glorified in it all. We ask it in Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys. Have an awesome day.